Hey everybody, welcome to the Toncast with Harry and Terry Cox.
Hi.
We're nudists, and we like to introduce people to the nudist lifestyle. Also, we have a vacation trailer park resort in Pahrump. You can find us at ilovenudetrailers.com. So today we have a very, very special guest. The one and only Todd Anderson is here to join us.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Harry.
So, Todd, have you ever been naked?
Have I?
Or have you ever been nude?
I don't know what the difference in the definitions is, but I think I've been naked and nude. I mean, I have to get naked every day.
Harry, do you want to kind of tell them the difference?
What's the difference between naked and nude,
well,
Harry?
Naked is something that happens to you every day. Nude is something that you really do on purpose.
Oh, it's like a choice.
Yes, it's a choice that.
I mean, because I choose to take a shower without clothes. Is that nude or naked?
No one takes a shower with their clothes on. So.
Right. So it's not a choice. I mean, some people do. I imagine.
Really?
Well, let's not forget about the never nudes, right? People
well,
who are never
yeah.
nude?
We don't like to
we
talk
can't,
about
we
them.
We don't like to talk about them.
All
we
right.
can't really relate
All right.
to that.
So you're asking me if I've ever
it's
made
a
choice.
It's a pretty simple question, Todd. It's
if
pretty
I've ever,
simple.
I think just
you
wanna,
know what we're asking you.
I just want to clarify. I didn't know what kind of podcast this was. I will talk to my booking
agent.
Oh, well,
agent, there's...
But,
no, but there's nothing... no, there's nothing... I mean, what you just said might indicate that we're talking about something sexual,
well,
but we're
right.
not.
Right. We're not?
No, we're not.
How is it not sexual?
Well, that is the common misconception about nudism.
Just because there's an absence of clothes doesn't mean that you're having sex.
Right. You could be taking
It doesn't even mean that you're thinking about sex.
Really?
No. I've what? Trained myself to not think about sex with my clothes off.
Okay. Why?
Because it's freeing.
It's freeing to be naked without thinking
you,
about sex? Okay.
Yeah,
I,
you
I'm
should
ask-
try it. Have you ever just...
It's the way God created us. We came out of the womb naked. That's our natural state. We're not made to have sex constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we need to have sex to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, really... So nudity...
So you don't... Oh, wait. I'm sorry to interrupt. So you don't see a point to sex outside of reproduction?
Well, now I think we're
but you
doing
spent,
the interview
like
here.
How much time?
I feel like you're getting a little personal now.
I'm asking questions. I didn't know what kind of podcast this was when I walked into this room.
I don't think it's really your job.
I thought
questions.
It was a normal entertainment pop culture interview, but you guys are
well,
nudists
well,
and you're
Yes,
talking.
And that is kind of becoming part of pop culture. I mean,
nudism?
What's that book? The 50...
Shades of Grey?
Yeah, that's it.
But you just said that you separated nudism from sex.
Oh,
I can't believe
true.
You brought that up.
That's a sexual book?
Yeah, it's like sex.
This.
Oh, sorry. Sorry
you just
about
never
that.
Leave us alone.
My cell phone's always... I'm very popular.
You're the only guy that I know that brings an answering machine when he comes with him.
I'm driving a lot, so I don't like to pick up the phone because of the hands-free law. And so it's on speakerphone all the time. I apologize for that.
Okay, so wait, we should go back. Maybe I shouldn't bring up 50 Shades of Grey.
I'm sorry. But 50 Shades of Grey is a sex novel. I mean, it involves S&M. Yeah, there's nudity involved, but it's not a nudist novel. I mean,
Terry has her own agenda, you know.
So Terry is sexual.
Terry
is sexual about her nudity, but Harry, you
no,
are not.
No. I'm sorry. I just thought... Well,
my
you...
sexuality is my business, okay?
But you it's guys me. Are... I mean, I assumed you guys were a couple...
Yeah.
I
just
misunderstood what that book was about.
You
I
misread.
I
didn't even know that you read it.
I haven't read it. I was
well,
just.
That'll...
He said pop culture, and I thought we were talking about. I think that nudism should be part of our culture.
right.
more.
But not on a 50 Shades of Grey level.
Apparently not.
Because that has, like, S&M and all that stuff
no,
in it.
No, 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 no.
You don't
it
want
is
that.
A common misconception that nudists are in other alternative lifestyles.
I see.
We have a little jacuzzi at the trailer park, and sometimes people get the wrong idea when they come there. They take the clothes off, and next thing you know, they're touching each other, and we have to call the police, and, you know.
You call the police?
A couple times we've had to call the police.
That seems excessive. Why are you calling the police? Because they're having sex in a hot tub when they're naked?
Well,
I mean, it just.
This is not a private hot tub. This is a public hot tub.
Okay, let us ask you.
Okay, ask me.
Mr. Anderson.
This whole thing is getting derailed.
Yes, how would you feel if you were in your fancy Airstream trailer? We have two. Of our tent,
I don't have
our
any
Airstream.
Airstream
one
trailers,
day it'll be,
but you're
100%
this is a hypothetical.
I know, honey. It will be. It'll be all Airstream at some point.
This is a hypothetical.
But this
like
is.
I have
I'm
an
asking
Airstream.
You.
Uh huh. If I had an Airstream,
get me on the subject of Airstreams.
No, no.
You really
no.
like Airstreams, or you don't think anyone should buy less than an Airstream? Is there a
only
double
way to go?
Is there a double wide Airstream that you can get? Because I'd consider that
if you put two next to each other.
Well,
okay.
So imagine you wake up in the morning and you're in this beautiful desert area and you get to just walk out to our community trailer where we have all of the breakfast and the coffee and the muffins.
What kind of breakfast?
Well,
is it just a continental or are there eggs?
It's continental, but we have hard-boiled eggs.
Oh, you have hard-boiled eggs?
Yes.
In the desert?
Yes.
And seems safe.
So, well,
it's
you
a
get
nudist
some,
breakfast, Todd.
You get some protein.
Which always involves
so,
yeah.
But you don't
eggs.
Have to get so just, dressed. You can just step out of your trailer
mm-hmm.
and go get
you
your coffee. And just, how
just
be,
naked,
how
just
wonderful
without,
would that feel
without
to
having
just
showered
be
or?
Nude in the desert and go get your morning coffee.
It sounds dangerous for me. I'm as a ginger, I burn easily. And I can't imagine how badly my junk would burn
well,
if
know,
I were in the sun without.
I think I didn't realize quite how fair you were.
I'm very fair. Very fair. The sun is my enemy. But so the question I have for you is like why were you angry at the people making out in a hot tub?
Because
like how,
that is not what this is about. This
what's
is about,
it about
just this is about being comfortable and free to be nude. And we don't want our other guests, all of our guests, to mm-hmm. feel that this is some sort of sex party.
Well, I mean, I don't think, you know, a couple making out or having sex in a hot tub constitutes a sex party necessarily.
Well, we have to, you know, we have to have.
But there's certainly like, you know, health issues. Involved.
And there's children around.
They're naked children?
Naked children around, yes.
Oh, well that changes everything, doesn't it?
We have families that come to our resort.
You have nudist families?
Yes.
It's not
nudism
cool.
is a family affair.
It is?
Absolutely.
So just like...
All our children have been raised nude.
You don't, they never have clothes? What do they do at school? Do you have a nudist
well,
school?
No, they wear clothes to school, but when they come home, they...
Is that
get
required? Do they have to get comfortable?
Oh, we're thinking about homeschooling.
Nude schooling. So, when they come home, is it required that they be nude, or is it a choice?
Well, it's a choice for them.
They're used to it.
That's what we do.
What kind of guests do you normally have on the show? Because you know, I'm just an actor. I'm not.
Well, we like actors. People know you, right?
Sure. I've never been...
We were hoping that someday you might stay at our trailer park. And
with the Airstream?
Well, we would definitely give you the Airstream.
Do you rent the Airstream out? I mean, I would stay in the Airstream. I hear those are very nice. Sean Penn is a big Airstream guy.
Well, we should get him on the show.
The hell am I screwing up with this guy?
That's a good question. Like, if you're into trailers, Sean Penn is your guy. He's your guy.
Really? Have you ever worked with Sean Penn?
No.
No?
No.
Oh.
No. They won't let me.
So what have you done, exactly?
As an actor?
Yes.
You know, on May 30th, Friday, May 30th, at midnight, you can go to the Chinese Theater in Hollywood, the Chinese Six, not the big one, the mall the theater, one. The shitty mall theater, and you can see a short film that I'm in at midnight.
A short film, what is that?
It's called Dog Catchers.
Oh.
It's about some dog catchers. It's me and Rusty Schwimmer, who's a great actress.
Oh, is he related to David Schwimmer?
It's no, and it's a she, and she's not related to David Schwimmer.
Her name's Rusty?
Her name is Rusty.
And she's a dog redhead. Catcher.
Yeah, but she's worked with David Schwimmer, and they
do you often get cast with other redheads?
No, which is why this is what it was a very special short film because I got to not only work with another ginger. But it was. She's a great actress.
A ginger. Now, how do you feel about that term? Do you like being called a ginger?
Not particularly, but I feel like I like by calling myself a ginger, I'm owning it. And
don't be rude.
You know,
does anyone ever call you?
They call
the gingerbread man.
No, not yet. But I'm looking forward to the day.
Well, this is the day.
This is the day. Yeah. I'm the gingerbread man.
Harry Cox. You guys to call him the gingerbread man.
You guys
man.
Want me to stay in an Airstream trailer in your non-sexual nudist park as the gingerbread man? I mean, it seems like giving me a name like that might lead to some hint of sexuality, or unless it's just like, hey, when you're nude and you're a ginger, we're going to make a joke out of it.
Depends on your frame of mind. Someone like yourself would probably make that a sexual. I like to think of myself as a little more
evolved. Now I feel like I'm being put on the chopping block by the nudist faction. Why is that?
You just haven't gotten to the point where you can just be naked and not have it involve anything else.
Well, I'm pretty sure I've been at that point my whole life. I just don't.
Have you ever heard of the term uptight? Because you're kind of uptight.
I'm uptight, but you won't let people have sex in your jacuzzi? I mean, where do you draw the line here, man?
Where I draw the line.
Like sex. Right there. Uptight might be kind of negative. Uptight might be kind of negative. Maybe he's shy.
Oh, that's a good point. I'm shy. I don't like...
I just don't like people in general, so...
But you're a nudist who doesn't like people? That doesn't make any sense. Harry?
Do you think we could edit him that out?
I don't know. Talk to your producers. I'm just a guest.
Should I leave? Really? I own the...
No, Harry.
I own the trailer park.
I don't... I'm not... I didn't come here
if
to...
If I'm not park. In the picture, the trailer park goes away. Because does she work? No.
Oh.
I didn't come here to, break up your relationship. I just came here to be interviewed. But you're asking... do you have questions about me, outside of...
I do.
So this thing is about nudity, right?
Well, yes, it's
Terry,
about
nudity.
Terry,
you and I are
going
to have a lot to talk
been...
about after the show's over.
Harry, just let Terry speak.
Have you ever been naked in a film?
Not fully.
No.
Only topless.
And how did you feel about that?
I felt all right about it until my father made fun of me for it.
Oh, see,
and up
now,
until that point, it was
see,
fine.
See, now that is an argument
cannot
for...
Cannot really blame your father here.
Shh.
Whoa, what? Wait a second.
He has a condition.
What is he talking about? He's a judgmental nudist, and he has a problem with my physique?
It's not your physique.
It's not my physique. What is it? It's my hair color? What is it?
There's naked in a hot tub, and then there's naked...
In a hot tub?
In a movie.
Oh, so nudism...
For the world to see, very different thing.
Right, but your father making fun of you is exactly an argument for the nudist lifestyle.
No, and I know what you're going to say.
Wait a second.
I don't have a problem with nudity...
Okay.
On film.
Right.
I have a problem with
my nudity.
What I have a problem with is people... Well, I don't know. I've never seen you naked, but, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's another issue that it's
all right.
Whatever.
Just keep talking.
I have a problem with people assuming that nudists are swingers. That's
Whoa.
What I have a problem with.
Whoa! I mean, I never assumed that
everyone's running around without
he
their
never
clothes
said
on.
That.
They're,
he never
they're
said
that's
that.
Your sensitivity. That's
they're
why
having
you
sex
shut
in the woods and they're you know.
He never said that.
That's why you don't like people having sex in your hot tub.
Right. Because it perpetuates the stereotype.
Right. So you're against those stereotypes.
Yes.
So you shut down that stuff.
Because when people find out that I'm a nudist, they assume certain things about me.
They assume you like to have sex. That's it's somewhat fair. I think it's somewhat fair, but I see what you're saying. It's a gross generalization about nudists that they like to
Terry
have sex.
And I have children. Obviously, we've had sex. Our children are not adopted. So, yes, we have had sex. Whether I like sex or not is not really what we're debating.
How many times?
I'm not going to answer that one.
I just wanted to ask a pointed question to understand what we're talking about. So because earlier you said that sex is for reproduction and nudism has nothing to do with sex. So I'm just trying to find out, like, how often do you guys have recreational, non-procreative sex as nudists?
Well, I think that's a very personal question.
It is a personal question.
Yes, but we're
aren't you a guest on our show?
Aren't
you a guest on our show?
Okay, fine. You guys ask the questions. I'm done asking questions.
I think
the question I asked was perfectly fair. Perfectly fair. But go. You guys ask me questions.
When was the last time you had recreational sex, Mr. Smart Guy?
Last night.
I hope it was... was it recreational for both of you, or did you do this by yourself?
Fair question. It was recreational for two of us.
Was this another human being, or
it was another human being? It was a woman.
And were you naked?
Eventually.
So you're not an all-women.
I didn't start naked, but we got naked together. She was naked before me.
So you're comfortable being around others naked?
I love being around naked people. But,
Well, we have something in common here. Let's build
right,
on
right.
This.
No, right, okay,
I can build
good.
This.
We're working together now. I like this. I love being around naked people.
Why?
Because I do like that element.
Because you have an erection the whole time.
Freedom?
Is that why?
No,
I don't. Off?
Being around naked people makes me perfectly nervous and doesn't necessarily lead to me having an immense erection.
You enjoy being nervous?
I don't enjoy being nervous. But being around a lot of naked people will make me nervous. Sure. Yeah, why wouldn't that make you nervous?
Well, I guess I would just think
see why Todd needs to visit our trailer.
Right. I would think as an actor it would be good for you to just be free and get really comfortable with that.
Yeah, because what are you going to do when the cameras are rolling and it's the big love scene?
Right. Most of that would be about my abs, and I hope that the studio that hired me to do that nude scene would have hired trainers and dietitians to work on my abs for a couple months before the naked scene. But
I guess there's body doubles too.
There could be a body double.
Okay.
Sure.
Well,
maybe they'll hire Eric Stoltz.
But see, that's all about judgment and worrying about how you look. And when you come to a nudist resort, you don't have to worry about how you look.
Right. That sounds great. That sounds great. But while I'm at the nudist resort, the concept that I can't look at naked, for me, women, and not think about sex seems...
Well, right. we can't control what you think about, obviously.
Right.
But it's a matter of not assuming that this is some other kind of place.
Right. But what if I hit it off with one of these non-sexual nudists? There's like a romantic, and it's nice, and we like are naked, and it's so like
that's
once you're naked, there's no.
Then you can go into your Airstream, I suppose.
Oh, you just go into the Airstream. What if the Airstream's rocking? You just have a sign that says
we won't.
Don't
come
bother knocking. Mm-hmm. All right, so you're not 100% down on nudist sex, then. It's like you want the nudity in public.
Nudists are normal people.
Why does it always have to be about sex?
Nudity? Because we live in America? Maybe it's different in Europe. They're always running around naked.
I don't know. Ever since we sat down, we've been talking about sex, and that was the last thing that I wanted to talk about.
No, we were talking about nudity very clearly for a while. You brought up sex. I just said I've been naked.
We'll
but
have
not,
to replay the
not
the
in public
because I don't think I don't think so.
Yeah, one time I was naked with my wife in my backyard, but then we realized the teenagers next door were taking photos, so we had to go inside.
Oh well, see now.
Do you know what website they posted them on?
Nope, don't care. You want to see them? You want to see those naked pictures? All right. I heard that whisper. He said, well, I do. Non-sexual nudist wants to see my wife naked. What's up with that? What's up with that?
I want to know what her potential is as a
Terry?
Nudist.
Terry?
Now that is not...
Terry, what's up with your relationship with Harry? I think there's things you don't know.
Again, the guest is asking questions.
I apologize. You guys ask questions. Okay. I apologize.
When you get your own podcast,
I will do it. All right, go. What questions do you want to ask me?
Well, if you're still willing to take a few questions.
I will. Please go.
Should I go? Should I leave? Because I don't like this guy.
Don't leave. This is when podcasts get good, when there's tension. Terry, go. Question.
Go ahead. What is it? Go. Knock yourself out.
What is it?
Well, have you ever, are you married or are you're married?
I am married.
Yes. Okay. And so how do you think your wife would feel being naked? You said you were naked in the backyard.
Uh-huh.
Now, obviously if you knew that you were in a safe place.
Right.
And nobody could take pictures of you.
Right.
And other people were nude.
Mm-hmm.
How would you feel? Do you think you could enjoy that? And, you know, we have etiquette. You know, you put a towel down anywhere that you sit.
Mm-hmm.
And,
a towel, like, to keep, like, juices from getting on the seats.
A genital barrier.
I know, I've heard about this. I was just talking to friends who went on a cruise, and it was not 100% nudist. From what I heard, it was a sex cruise. But,
we are not that.
No. But what I want you to know about this sex cruise is you couldn't have sex just anywhere. You couldn't have sex in the hot tub.
Oh,
you couldn't have sex by the pool. You had to go have sex in sanctioned sex rooms. But you could hang out naked wherever you wanted. So it was like nudist. But they were like there to have... My friends were there, and I don't condone this behavior on any level because this is America and it's not about freedom. But they liked having sex with each other in like public, and they were weirded out when someone said, "Oh, you can't do this. You got to go have sex in the sanctioned sex places."
Well, yes.
And then there were nudists like you guys on the cruise who had that like cutoff point. And we get upset when people who were naked started making out in the non-sex sanctioned areas. I mean, is that?
I think what it boils down to is we are tired of being pigeonholed as being perverts because we're nudists.
Right. So if you're naked and you want to have sex,
then go get a room.
Do it in the privacy of our home
because you're a pervert. That's what you were saying.
No.
How in the world did you make that leap?
I don't know, but finish your question. I'm sorry I interrupted.
Well, that was my question. I was just wondering how you would feel doing that.
With my wife.
Yeah.
Like hanging out naked, just in a naked place.
A nude place, yes.
A nude place. I would hang out with my wife in a nude place if she wanted to. I mean, I don't feel... particularly great about my physique,
but that doesn't matter,
right? I get what you're saying. That sounds nice. If I actually felt like I was in an environment where that was a reality, sure.
Do you and your wife ever hang around your home in the privacy of your home nude?
Not a lot because we have a kid who can walk out. I mean, we generally like keep the naked times like separate. But sometimes, you know, in the summer when it's really hot, we'll like hang out on the couch and watch TV naked just because it's too hot not to.
But that would bother you if your child saw that.
Well, he'd be weird if he walked into a room and we were just naked together, but we're not.
That's only because you haven't done that his whole life.
That's true, but But when we like get changed,
you're not nudists, and that's
we
okay.
get when we get changed, mm-hmm. we don't. We're not, you know, get out of the room. You know, he's like seen us both naked on a regular level. It's not. We're not like shaming of the body or anything like that.
Well, that's good.
We don't do that.
He's not totally messed up.
I'm not totally messed up.
I'm not so sure
no,
about
your
you.
Kid, not you. I don't care about you.
But it's about the kid that you're raising. I mean, that's what matters.
He's the innocent one here.
Right. He's the innocent that we're not trying to destroy with nudity. Or not nudity. Go on. What's your next question? I'd like to know. So my wife and I will hang out naked.
I'm a little confused about what you said about destroying him with nudity. Do you think that... See, nudists aren't destroying their children with nudity. They're making them comfortable.
Right, with nudity. With just is that necessarily a good thing?
Well, we think it is. We have very well-adjusted children.
Obviously, you guys are... Like, and we have, obviously into nudity.
And the nudist community is...
Especially in the Southwest.
Is a very happy community with very
sure.
happy children. Mm-hmm. And it seems to work for everyone.
Okay. I don't think nudity would destroy my child. I don't think that.
Oh, okay. Well,
I don't judge nudists at all. I mean, I think it's great.
Didn't
that
he
you guys
say something about destroying nude?
No.
He's an actor.
I was asking the question I thought you were asking to myself. Okay. Am I worried that I will destroy my child with nudity? But I'm not. If that's what you were asking, and it was my question to myself, and somehow you've turned that into this attack on me. It's not fair. But
so
it's okay.
So what's your favorite color?
Green.
Favorite car?
Favorite car? I don't know. 57 Chevy.
Terry's grasping at straws here.
Fire engine red convertible. I mean, these questions have become weak because we obviously differ in our feelings about nudity.
Well,
we were hoping that
you would come out to the desert.
Yeah,
and
let's
enjoy
just get back on track
resort.
Here because what I think needs to happen is that Todd should come out and experience the trailer park. He might change his mind about a lot of things when he comes out.
And you would get to experience.
Bring your wife.
Why do you want me to bring my wife?
Well, because it's a family resort. You be
you bring
there
the
your
whole
wife.
Family?
We would not allow... Well...
My child can't come? I thought
your
it was a family.
Your child can come.
Oh,
yeah,
you can?
Of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
All right. If I said I'm willing to come out there, bring my family to your trailer park...
We'll have a barbecue. We'll invite
that sounds
a lot of
delicious.
Friends. You'll
hang out naked and under the hot sun and get a burn. Sounds great.
We have lots of sunscreen.
Lots of sunscreen.
I'll put sunscreen.
We have barrels.
Can you apply the sunscreen to my backside?
Well, now I think Todd that
you're
rub
it on my backside.
Todd, I think you're being a little bit
because my wife is going to be involved. She's going to have to take care of the kid.
Oh.
So somebody's going
to
have to take care of
me. How would you feel if I applied sunscreen to your wife? That's what I'd like.
Wait, why would you do that?
I'm turning things around on you.
You
just suggested.
It sounds somewhat sexual if you're going to put sunscreen on my wife.
But you just asked me to put
how
sunscreen
does it feel?
On
you're
you.
A nudist. My
how
wife is not
feel?
A nudist.
Oh,
my wife.
See.
I'm bringing
so
my wife
think,
into your. We're not
again.
Nudists. We would dabble. We would consider dabbling, but I would need help applying sunscreen because she
what
would be worried.
What does someone look like who's dabbling as a nudist? Are they nude or they're
I guess
wearing
they
their
keep
underwear?
Their underwear.
Yeah, but they're
on.
Not always nude. I'd probably wear my socks. What kind of ground cover is there? Is it like a parking lot?
You can wear shoes.
They're
of
sharp stones.
Dirt?
Yeah,
they're sharp stones, so you have to wear shoes. So you're not all nude. You're wearing shoes. I think we've found a little hole in your armor, guys.
Well, it's always good to protect the bottom of your feet.
Right. Right.
I wear those little gardening clogs.
Those must be very protective.
Crocs.
Crocs. Yeah, sure. Crocs are good. They're protective.
Nude in Crocs is a good look.
Well, nude in anything is a good look.
Your favorite color.
Right?
Mine are green.
Yours are green.
I have green Crocs.
Are you coming on to me? right now? I mean, because that the way you said that was
everything comes back to sex with this guy.
Are you saying that? So it's me. It's on me.
Hollywood.
It's on me. There's a lot of sex in Hollywood. We put it all in the movies.
You should know.
We put it all in the movies. I love sex in Hollywood. It's really good, you guys. You should try it.
Well,
I have enough children.
When we're guests on your show.
You know you can have sex without having children. I just want
to... This never happened to me.
I just want to let... Just so you know, you can, if you choose to. You can have sex without
I'm extremely fertile. Extremely.
Yeah, but there's protection and all sorts of things.
You know, you're a very manly man, Harry.
Right. So you guys want me to come out with my family to your naked park?
Yes, mm-hmm. Definitely.
All right.
We vacation trailer park
but
resort.
No sunscreen
Bronx.
Application on
well,
your
no,
part.
Your wife can handle that. And if you want, we'll buy you a big bottle of sunscreen.
Oh, okay, sunscreen
be,
on the house.
That'll be on the house. Yes.
I need an SPF 432.
Tom, we don't have a huge budget. Okay.
I think it's the same price as the 60 or whatever.
Nevada.
Okay. I hear great things about Pahrump.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Well, everything great that you've heard is
it's true.
True.
Probably because of us.
It's true. Yeah.
Well, we've really turned that town around.
Well, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like you guys
sure.
are the backbone
yeah,
of the...
The people of Pahrump
so.
Love us.
Oh, wow. So you guys making a lot of money for Pahrump, having this nudist colony that has
not
no sex?
Not so much the financial bolstering of Pahrump. It's more the
cultural
moral bolstering
moral by having a nudist colony or like
yes
you, the,
it's quite
the people
moral.
Of Pahrump are into it
see that you're indicating that it's not moral and nudism is moral it has nothing
it's
to
God's
do.
Way
well we're but,
thank
but
you.
Okay I get you but okay. I get what you're saying
our goal
but how is like having like sex when you're naked less moral than just being
God
naked?
Didn't
like,
create clothes on the second day in Genesis.
What day did he create them?
He didn't.
He'd never
exactly
created
my
clothes.
Point.
Okay.
So,
but he created sex at some point, right?
Well,
like on some day he
well,
created
we would
sex.
Not be having
not,
this conversation if he hadn't.
That's right. So
right.
let's
so,
not
stands to reason.
But you guys seem like vehemently against sex.
No, we're not against sex. We just don't want to be associated with sex.
Despite the fact that you're naked all the time.
I'm going to be really honest with you here.
Okay, great. Yeah.
What we're battling against is a lifetime of stereotypes, okay?
Okay. Like, people who are naked want to fuck. That's...
I'm sorry you put it that way.
Kind of
unfair stereotype.
A little bit
oh, sorry.
Yeah.
You can bleep that out.
Okay.
But people who are naked, that's a stereotype. If someone's naked, they want to do it. They want to have sex.
They're looking at another body. Like, they can't look at another naked body without wanting to have sex with that body.
I see. I see.
That's just not
Do you think that's like... I don't think it's reality either, but do you really think that there, like, that's a huge thing that's coming down on you as nudists? Like, you have to be...
You wouldn't really know, would you?
It really feels...
No, I know. Is it really hard being a nudist? Like, hard being a nudist. Because I've been to Martha's Vineyard... And there are tons of nude beaches in Martha's Vineyard with naked people running all over, getting sunburns, playing volleyball.
Really?
None of them are having sex.
And they're happy.
I don't know. I think they're just people who are naked and having fun being naked. I don't know if they're happy. I'm sure a lot of them have shitty lives. They're people. But, you know, they seem
but
happy on the nude
outside
beach.
Outside and enjoy nature in your natural form.
Sure.
Is a beautiful thing.
And not if you're in the deep woods. But I see what you're saying. The deep woods, when you're naked, you get covered in fucking mosquitoes, and there's, like, you get sweaty, and it attracts squirrels and shit. So...
If you cover your body in molasses, yes.
Like a nude colony, you don't have to cover your body in molasses to attract mosquitoes.
My body naturally repels insects.
You should talk to a doctor, because that's
I am a doctor.
That's okay. You should talk to yourself. Talk to yourself because you have a problem. What I'm saying is you don't want to have a nudist colony in the deep woods. You have it in the desert, obviously, because that makes the most sense for a nudist colony because there are very few insects and a lot of sun and all that stuff. Yeah. So.
Well, we at our vacation trailer park resort don't have a mosquito problem.
Okay, I didn't think you did.
Just don't bring a Winnebago.
Terry, you look like you're coming apart. I mean, the audience, obviously, because this is a podcast, can't see it. But you're, like, coming apart. I don't know what's happening. You're getting very upset.
She always does this.
I feel like there's, like, a spike between the two of you. Like, I've driven a spike between the two of you. I brought up too much logic and reason into this discussion about nudity.
She's weak.
She's weak. But you're not weak.
No.
No. You've maintained your strength.
No, apparently he's a doctor.
Have another
tequila.
Right. He's a doctor. Oh, is he drinking tequila? Is that what's happening? Is he a tequila guy?
Well, it was kind of...
How is that for your nudism?
Well,
tequila... Does tequila work with nudism in the desert?
I really don't care.
Okay, so we're going to just breeze over that. Anyway, this is your ask
Again,
me a question.
Again, you're asking questions.
Just shh, Harry, shh, Terry.
Don't shush me on my show.
Shh. Terry wanted to ask me a question. Terry?
Terry's my wife.
Ask me a question.
She's my wife, and I will tell her when to answer your question.
So your nudism...
Okay, answer this question.
Your nudism is very controlling.
Well, that has nothing to do with nudism. I guess my question would be, what time did you need to leave?
Tonight? Yeah. In 5 minutes. But let me ask you this question, Terry. If I came to your naked park.
This better not be going
nude
where
park,
naked,
yes.
Your naked show.
Don't.
And Harry was out. Was out.
I don't like this.
And we were naked together. If we were just naked... Just together. Just hanging out. Not sexually. Just talking.
Sure.
Right?
I just do it all the time. I hang out nude with my guests.
We're barbecuing. We're barbecuing.
Absolutely.
We're having
yes.
a barbecue. We're like making some chicken or
yes,
something. Or
yes.
Some,
and some, I make a sangria that will knock your socks off.
I want to have some. I want to have some. So if we were in...
Should I go?
No, listen, Harry, this is a hypothetical and you're a part of this, but I just want to have her answer. And you can respond to it later. But I just want to know... What she thinks first.
I can?
So
Thank you.
Harry's out, you know, and like we're hanging out naked and we're talking and we're eating, you know, brats and barbecue chicken and sangria and all that stuff. So we're having a good time.
It had to be brats.
And,
right?
and like arbitrary accidental flirtation happens.
Accidental.
You know, it can happen. You like, you flirt and you're like, oh wow, like whoops, I didn't mean to flirt. You know, but I flirted, and we're flirting. But you're flirting, too. That's
okay.
The hypothetical.
Okay.
Right? You're flirting.
It's all hypothetical.
Somewhat aggressively. You're, like,
right.
being sexually
well, okay,
aggressive
now,
towards me.
So
this
is a hypothetical.
You're
into a different person than who she is.
This is a hypothetical.
This is a hypothetical. So am I me?
Like, you get... You're you.
In this?
You're you.
Okay,
and
this
it's taken over your... It's,
very
like, sort of, like a wild... Like, you have had a little too much sangria.
Terry does
and,
not
like,
flirt.
A wild thing has happened. You
okay.
know, it's like you're feeling
get
a little crazy.
Get to your point of your question.
Anyway, you realize that... While I'm naked, I have a terrible erection. It's like a huge naked erection.
I imagine it would be
But
terrible.
I'm not being impolite with it. I'm not, like, shoving it at you. It's just there, you know?
Well,
but
look,
we're talking,
okay,
like, what? Like, how do you handle that?
The simple answer is...
She doesn't handle it.
The simple answer is, erections happen.
Right. So what do you do?
Nothing.
Nothing.
It's, you know, it's just... It goes away eventually.
Mm-hmm. What if
I
started?
I just talk until it goes away.
What if I started to jack it?
That would not be okay.
That's not okay.
No.
Okay.
That's
but that's just like
police.
Me hands on myself. At that point.
No.
That's
no,
when I call
no,
the police.
But that's
you
still
call
a
the
sexual
police.
Act.
But you're not there, so it doesn't matter, Harry.
Well, okay.
The hypothetical is you haven't arrived.
Let's be clear.
Yet.
If you come to the Vacation Trailer Park Resort, you will not be doing any of that.
Not doing any of that.
Unless it's in your trailer.
Lowlife.
Okay, so listen. And I'm not arguing with your point, Harry.
And you know what else? I don't...
What? Yeah?
I do not need you at
Are
my
you getting
trailer
upset?
Park anymore.
I haven't been to your trailer park yet, so how do you know?
Do you
I
know
could
how
be
many,
the greatest guest.
Do you know how many wannabe stars there are in Hollywood you are so low on our list.
Of wannabe stars?
Yes.
Yeah, no, honey.
We don't need
I am
you
a major television personality, and I would thank you not to
really,
forget
that. Really, if you hung out on a corner and offered autographs to strangers, would anyone know who you were?
Most of them would.
Really?
Yeah. I have been in several national commercials.
Yeah.
And people love people
well, that
who've been in commercials.
Harry, stardom in my book, for
Harry,
sure.
Harry, he's been on
so, can I have your autograph?
Lot.
Because
Harry,
I feel privileged to be in the same
can we talk
fucking
after,
room
we'll
you,
talk after the podcast.
Asshole.
His sarcasm is deep and cutting and unnecessary.
I apologize for
anyway, what for I was Harry. Basically saying, Terry, is I'd like to go to your nudist resort when your husband's not there and have sex.
That's where I thought this was going.
I'd like to have sex with you at your nudist resort.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen.
End of show.
Okay, this
why,
is the end of this
why
interview.
Why wouldn't it happen?
Okay, goodbye.
Why wouldn't it happen?
Well, it wouldn't happen
because
I don't do that.
Because she's married to me.
I
so
don't
what?
Do that.
Asshole. Wow.